This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next hour, the insane Daryl Wayne and I are going to take a look at a couple of very, very interesting things that affect each and every one of us. We're going to have some fun the second part of our show. We're going to talk about the Bubble Planet experience that has just arrived in Los Angeles. And we'll find out all about that from our friend Lakendra Toots. And that'll be happening in about 30 minutes from now. Right now we go to La Habra, and I don't think I've ever been to La Habra, but if I do go to La Habra, I am going to stop by the Central Drugs Compounding Pharmacy, because we have, the CEO, the owner of that, is Dr. Nayan Patel. He's a clinical pharmacist, educator, and founder of Central Drugs Compounding Pharmacy. Dr. Patel, welcome to Late Night Health.
Well, thanks you for having me here today.
First of all, what is a compounding pharmacy? I know, but let's share what that is.
Absolutely. This is a pharmacy that is specializing in customizing medication needs for individual patients. Doctors are stumbled upon trying to find the right perfect medication for their patients, but the commercially available medications may not suit their needs. So they rely on a compounding pharmacy to actually make the very same medication that the pharmacy company makes in a different dosage form, different ways of delivering the same ingredients. And so the compounding pharmacy gets to work and go and customize the medication for them.
But at the same time, do you take regular prescriptions, or do you just specialize in the compounding specialized?
Well, when it comes to medication, the compounding is one avenue. We do fulfill all needs of customers, so we do have regular prescriptions as well, compounding pharmacy as well. Our specialty is compounding because that's where we have like 8 pharmacists working there full time, and 7.5 of them are working towards compounding, and the other half of pharmacists just doing the regular prescriptions, unfortunately.
Got it. So a doctor can ask for a special combination of drugs. Is
exactly.
That the bottom line there?
Yeah, and some medications that may not be available at all because they've been somehow the big giant pharma companies are not making enough money on it, so they basically take it off the list of making these medications. But they're still good medicine. They're old medicines. They're still very, very good. And so we get to go to work and go and make this medication available to our population.
What about supplements? With your background, I mean, growing up in Africa, having a background, a family background from India, it would seem to me that you might personally at least be interested in some supplements and things, herbs and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, and probably has nothing to do with my origin, but just the sheer fact that as a human being, we all live in harmony with plants and animals and us all together, and we take substance from each other to see how we can nourish ourselves. And plant being the easiest of all, there's some great uses for certain parts of the plants that can help nourish our human beings. And so, yes, we do. I have a very keen interest in nutrition and supplements, but in the United States, one thing is for sure, we have over-supplemented our population, and yet our health is probably not even top 50 in the world.
It's in the top 50 or it's not?
Not in the top 50.
No.
Even though we use the highest amount of supplements in the world. We use the highest amount of prescriptions in the world as well. And so, yeah, you cannot do both of them and stay healthy.
What would you say is your particular interest and specialty?
So my interest is, has always been, trying to find the right formula for every individual. Very early on, after graduating from Southern California Pharmacy School, I was taught to manage people's problems for the rest of their lives. It's like you're buying a subscription for a pharmacy. We'll give you prescriptions, medications every month, and only thing we're going to do is manage your problems. And, you know, as a young kid, when I graduated, I said, well, that's not a good deal for me for long term, because if I'm going to manage problems, it's going to be the problems that are going to go away. And so my specialty, or my voice, inner voice, called upon me and said, hey, can you find something better for these people? Can you give them hope that, hey, if I can teach them correctly, if I can help them, then they may be off of certain types of medication, not all of them, but at least certain types of medications that where they can, they become the CEO of their own health, and they get to control the destiny for their own health.
Oh, that is terrific, because that's what we tell our listeners, that they are in charge of their health care, not their doctors.
It's always been that way. The doctors have 3,000 patients. You're just number whatever, right? And the doc, like if you, I have so many doctors, spouses as a patients of mine, and I said, well, you're married to the world without doctors. I said, yeah, but he or she doesn't have time for me. They have time for the rest of the world, but not time for me. But I need help too. And so I train and I treat doctors and their spouses all the time, because they themselves are struggling with a similar issue, because they cannot look themselves in the mirror and figure out what's wrong with them.
As a pharmacist, do you see patients?
So I my full-time job is actually I train and I work with physicians trying to customize therapy plans. It could be medications, prescriptions, non-prescription supplementations, the modalities like exercise and red light therapies and hyperbaric chambers and whatnot, right? Whatever is up my arsenal, I try to find the perfect solution for my patients. And so seeing patients becomes very difficult for me, because I can only see so many patients per day. So I spend all my time training doctors.
You're training doctors on how to do this.
How to prescribe the right type of plan. And it could be I cannot say it's just a prescription plan, because it's not just prescription medications. It could be anything. So medications, we have prescriptions, non-prescription medications, supplementations, other modalities, whatever it takes to basically have a plan for this patient so that they can feel better.
That's amazing. I bang on Big Pharma a lot.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a fan of Big Pharma, and because they seem to overcharge whenever they can. There are so many steps. You've got Big Pharma, then you've got a middleman, then you have another middleman, and finally it gets to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy has to make money, and I'm all for that. And then finally, of course, the patient. But when you have a drug that's been around for 25 or 30 years, like Lipitor, okay, and it's still $20 a month or $30 a month, which most people can afford, but it just seems to me that it costs pennies to make a monthly amount, and it bothers me a lot.
And it should bother you a lot, because as the pharmaceutical companies, I mean, we see pharmacies going out of business every day. Every single day, there's somebody going out of business. But you never see pharmaceutical companies going out of business. You never see insurance companies going out of business, right? It's the providers, the doctors, the pharmacies, the actual providers are going out of business because they couldn't figure out the financing, right? And you're right, the pharmaceutical companies can charge whatever they want. But at the same time, I think we're looking in the wrong direction. The direction needs to be looked at and say, hey, do we really need this medication in the first place? And if there is a way to reduce the need of medication by doing other modalities, why not? And that's when I come into play. My whole focus in life is to reduce the amount of stuff we do. Nobody came to me because they are lacking for some prescription drug. They came to me because they overdid something that caused the problem in the first place. You overate and now you have diabetes. you overate and now you have obesity. You overate and now you have cholesterol issues. Nobody came to me and said, oh, I have this cholesterol issue. What do I take? I said, well, stop eating. but then they don't hear that part, right? And so my focus is if I can train my physician, train my patients to think along those lines where less is more, I think I can achieve the better goals.
So that the other modalities could be exercise, the E word, supplementation, cutting down what you're eating, the amount that you're eating. I think that's great. And you're teaching teaching physicians, how to do that, right?
Well, the thing is that doctors are trained great at diagnosing the problem. So they can figure out what's wrong with you. That's their job. Try to figure out what's wrong with you. That's a monumental task. Try to figure out what's wrong with you, right? And once they figure out what's wrong with you, then we get to work to trying to find the right solution for you. And the solution could be prescription drugs, but more than likely, it's not. And trying to find those avenues to what it does. Let me give you a simple example. When people come to me for hormone replacement therapy, it's something that your hormones are going up and down all the time, right? When you come to hormone replacement therapy, they're looking at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, pregnenolone, DHEA, things like that, which we call sex hormones. Sex hormones are actually 10% of the total solution for the whole endocrine system.
Wow.
It's like a pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid is the base, which is the bulk of the problem. 40% of the problem or the solution is stress management, cortisol. So there's no pills or drugs for that. Of course, I can give you some drugs for corticosteroids and things like that too, but that's not going to help you at all. It's about stress management. How do you manage your stresses? And we have modalities on how to help you regulate your stress.
If you don't, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, let's talk about those stress ways of getting stress. Apparently, everybody is texting me right now, and I'm getting text after text, and that's the sound you're hearing. Our guest is Dr. Nayan Patel. He is the founder of Central Drugs Compounding Pharmacy in La Habra, California. And I'm assuming with 8 pharmacists on staff, plus you, that you work with lots and lots of docs around the California area.
It's around the country.
Yeah, you know, around the country. That's even better. All right. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Be sure to check us out at 8:05 be sure to check us out at latenighthealth.com. That's latenighthealth.com. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Recently, I met Jacqueline from Bright here in Los Angeles. She gave me a hearing exam and then showed me how to hear again with the new Signia Pure Series hearing aids. And she can give you your life back, too. I hear birds chirping, birds cooing, and even my wife. They easily connect to my smartphone. The Signia hearing aids are amazing. And with the charge and go, I don't have to fiddle with batteries and hear all day long. Not hearing is frustrating for you and your family. I know you don't have a problem, but trust me, call Bright here now for a free hearing exam, a $125 value, yours free, just for making an appointment now. There are offices throughout the Los Angeles area. Call Bright here now at 323-424-7100. That's 323-424-7100 for a free hearing exam. There's no obligation. Call now, 323-424-7100, or visit them on the web at brighthere.com.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything, from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
It's time to tackle a tough topic, one that affects us all. We're talking about sexism in the workplace. The award-winning Identifying the Elephant in the Room series is back and ready to tackle some complicated communications issues again. This spring, we're focusing on critical communication strategies in the face of sexism. Join us as we hear from professionals in the natural products industry who have valuable career lessons to share and real-world experience to discuss from all sides of the elephant. It's time to have an honest and open conversation about the impact of sexism in the workplace and how we can make it better for everyone. Identifying the Elephant in the Room series starts March 16th. Register today at inicibox.vfairs.com. That's inicibox.vfairs.com, and join the conversation to be part of the solution. Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Don't ask, it's true. Okay, our guest is Dr. Nayan Patel. He is a pharmacist, but he's more than a pharmacist. Would you say that you're more than a pharmacist?
I don't want to say that part. I'm just a pharmacist. Let me stay in my lane. And let me help patients, because when you give some titles or something else, then people expect you more. I want to stay in my lane and just help people, as many people as possible.
There's a lot of controversy right now about HRT, human replacement therapies.
Hormone.
Hormone replacement. Actually, maybe we should replace some humans. It could work. Hormone replacement therapies and... are they good for you? Are they bad for you? Should everybody, say, over 40 or 50 be on them? What is your take?
So for 100-plus years, the FDA has always there was a black box warning on all hormone replacement therapy that these are cancer-causing agent and they're not safe for you. Be cautious. Black box warning. There are only a few drugs has in the world. And HRT had that on them for all this time. And about a month ago, the FDA came out and said that the warning has been lifted finally, because they have been depriving women and men of all this hormone replacement therapy for decades and decades. And so is it safer now? No, it was always safe from the get-go. The safety or the problem does not come from the hormones itself. It's coming from the prescription on how they use it. Hormones is a balance. It's just a balance. If something goes out of balance and one hormone goes out of range, that's when the problem happens. Especially when it comes to estrogens or testosterone. Those two are the most, I mean, without testosterone, you cannot survive as a man. Without estrogens, you cannot survive as a woman. You just cannot, right? But too much can also cause all kinds of issues. That includes prostate for the men versus breast cancers and uterine cancers for the women. But in the perfect balance, it is absolutely the most blissful thing you can have in your body. So that's the whole point. It's a balance is what we're trying to achieve.
But you use the three-letter word, FDA. They're so behind the times, in my opinion. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a consumer. But I'm concerned about things taking 10, 15 years to approve a drug, having studies that are done that are paid for by the drug company that's trying to sell or get a drug approved, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, something makes sense, something does not make sense. You're right about the studies done by the pharmaceutical companies to sell their own medications. That kind of is, okay, well, this is not right. This kind of, there's some biases over there. But take a drug approval process 10 to 15 years. That is not out of range, because you don't want to start giving medications to human beings without doing any studies to see if it's safe. Because the FDA has two mandates, the first of all. Is it going to be safe? That's the number one mandate.
Number one, yes.
You can't even go past that. Even if it's effective, it doesn't really matter. If it's not safe, you cannot have it. Right? So that's the first mandate. The second mandate was done in 1964, where they said that now it has to be safe and efficacious. That was changed in 1964. I think it was, I don't know who the president at the time was, who made the ruling over there that all pharmaceutical drugs have to be safe as well as efficacious. Efficacy takes time to figure out. It's not right away. But you're right. The efficacious studies can take 10 years sometimes. But if a drug is good, it should take you less than a year to figure out. So sometimes we spend a lot of time and energy because most pharmaceutical companies are looking for this little improvement. A little improvement is like worth $1 billion. If it's a giant improvement in the body, then they're not interested, because guess what? Then they will wipe off some of the other medications that they're making money off of it too. So, anyway, I'm not here to bash on anybody else, but I think the FDA has some things correct, but like every big giant bureaucratic, organization, everything works kind of a little slower, at a very slower pace.
They do, there are things like, Roundup which is a poison. My dad used it in his garden.
Yes.
And it kills weeds, but a lot of other Western countries won't allow it.
Of course not.
Right?
If you think about DES was an old medicine or old chemicals they used to feed cows and cattle and things like that. And DES is what? A very strong form of estrogens. Women were getting ovarian cancers and breast cancers for decades, and they were using this as a pesticide and things like that,
yeah,
too. And things like that in the fields. So yeah, you're right about that part. Like WHS study came out in 2002 or 3, and we knew that 98% of women didn't have any issues. 2.5% have issues. They use a synthetic form of estrogens. And because of that one flawed study, they literally put a black box warning on all hormone replacement therapy for men and women.
And the whole non-fat, issue was based on one study.
Yeah.
Right? So they're just things, they don't compute. So let's talk about the hormone replacement.
Sure.
Should people over 40 be checked for that?
So again, this is a balance. You cannot measure balance. You can just feel the balance. So yes, you can go to the blood doctor and do a blood test or urine test or saliva test. So it doesn't matter what test you want to do. And you have to figure out what point in time that test results are. And it's a point in time. Your hormones are fluctuating every single day. It goes up and down. Every single month it goes up and down. And so there's so many variations that it's really hard to pin.
It's like blood pressure.
It's like a blood pressure too. Blood pressure is a little bit more stable than the hormones itself. It's very erratic. So balancing hormones is actually a work of art than science. Because science is, I test you and I'll treat you. I mean, that's easy if it's static. But human bodies is not static. It's always, always constantly changing. And so when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, working with the physicians or pharmacists that understands the whole cycling and how to balance is very critical. So again, I don't test for hormones. I can, but typically I only do testings if I want to confirm something's out of range. But more than likely, I've done over a million patients in my lifetime. So I pretty much can predict what's going on in your life. And I can help you achieve the balance. And achieve the balance means not replacing hormones. It's just how do I counteract each other so that everything gets into balance.
And that sounds very, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, you know, a lot of guys would want extra testosterone for more activity. But there's a trade-off, as you said. It could cause too much can cause prostate cancer, if I'm not
so testosterone gets converted into too much testosterone gets either converted to DHT, can cause this hair loss, and also can affect your prostate as well, which is the prostate gets enlarged. Or sometimes if it gets converted into estrogens, it can also lead to prostate cancer itself. And so testosterone too much is actually not a good idea either, because it gets converted into different components, and those components are not benign. They are toxic, and if you do not know what you're doing, you can literally hurt somebody as well.
And you have to be careful. We are out of time. Will you come back?
Absolutely, I'll come back. This is very interesting.
Good. Thank you. You're terrific. Our guest, Nayan Patel, from the Central Drugs Compounding Pharmacy in La Habra. And the your website address is?
CentralDrugsRx.com.
CentralDrugsRx.com.
Yes.
Well, we are moving to our second guest. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Darryl Wayne. Don't go away, because we're going to have bubbles next as we continue.